It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
And remember, if you miss any of the stories or just want more details on anything we cover on Spinning the State, text SPIN to 855-616-1620. Shall we start?
We shall.
All right.
Madison.
All right. Well, you know, if you look at universities and colleges, high rankings allow universities to attract top students, faculty members, and it helps with fundraising. As a flagship school in the UW system, UW-Madison is always working to improve their rankings and reputation. For the first time since 2016, UW-Madison has climbed back to sixth in the nation for university research spending. Now, the latest figures show that the university rose two spots in the rankings last year with nearly $2 billion in research spending. WPR reports that according to the National Science Foundation's annual Higher Education Research and Development Ranking, UW-Madison spent a little more than $1.7 billion in 2023, which was an increase of more than $208 million over 2022. UW-Madison Vice Chancellor of Research Dorota Brzezinska said the Higher Education Research and Development, or HERD, rank is a high national recognition with 920 other public and private universities in contention. UW-Madison had been ranked in the top five universities for decades, but in 2016 it fell to sixth place. In 2018, UW-Madison's rankings dropped to eighth in the nation. Uh-oh. And that's where it remained until this year when they clawed their way back to sixth.
That was a big deal.
That's a huge... Oh, yeah.
People were really upset when that happened. And so...
Well, yeah, when you build your reputation on being a top research university, yeah, and all of a sudden you're like, well, we don't have the money to spend on research.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. But they're on their way back. So that's excellent news. All right, here we go.
Appleton.
All right. Schools have a responsibility to protect their students, and when that responsibility is shirked, action needs to be taken. So Mike Mouth, the longtime principal of Appleton Xavier High School, was fired this month for violating a Diocese of Green Bay policy related to preventing sexual abuse of minors or at-risk individuals. WLUK reported that Mouth was placed on leave after a complaint against him was filed with the Diocese of Green Bay's Office of Safe Environment, which later determined that he violated the diocese's, quote, "our promise to protect" policy. The policy is the diocese's pledge to create an environment that protects minors and at-risk individuals from harm by complying with laws around the reporting of sexual abuse. It includes a 9-item list of recommended conduct for interactions with children. It's not clear what Mouth did to violate the policy. Community members had been circulating a petition to have him reinstated, but in a Facebook post, he asked them to stop. In the post, he said that he is not the victim and acknowledged that he broke a policy, saying he would accept the consequences for doing so.
Very vague.
Very vague, but...
The Appleton police didn't give any details either.
And so, but it sounds like, as far as the community wanting him back, but I don't know, that sounds probably like a sad situation all the way around.
Yeah, there's no winners in that.
All
right. Let's spin it one more time.
Let's get a happier one, Brian.
Listen, the wheel knows. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad.
Eagle.
All right, this looks like it might make us a little happy. Christmas can make most of us a little bit nostalgic. And if you're one of those people, then you might want to head to Old World, Wisconsin to leave the modern day hustle and bustle behind you at home for the holidays. Nostalgic traditions for visitors to enjoy include a Victorian Santa's workshop, Yankee Christmas morning, which is a Victorian house all set up for Christmas morning, Irish Christmas Eve, you can figure that one out, the last night of Hanukkah, and many, many more activities. Visitors can also enjoy wagon rides and story times. Watch a blacksmith work and create a keepsake ornament. New this year, though, is the Krampus Cave. Now, we were talking about Krampus earlier.
I don't know if I'm a fan of Krampus. Krampus seems creepy.
Krampus is very creepy, and this is, if you're adventurous, you can look for the furry horned creature and listen for the sound of tinkling bells that will give him away. Another new addition this year is Yulebock. It's a larger-than-life rye straw goat. It's a tradition from Scandinavian and Northern European cultures. It stands as an advent to the season. And then, of course, after exploring, you can enjoy some tasty holiday treats and festive seasonal brews in Caldwell Hall. Home for the Holidays runs December 7th to 8th and 14th through 15th from 10 to 5. You've got to get your tickets now.
Yulebock.
Yulebock. I'll be Yulebock.
A Yule goat.
Yule goat.
Not to be confused with an albino deer.
No. Are you sure it wasn't an alpaca?
Actually, when we looked at the picture from yesterday, I can understand why someone thought it was a goat.
But not an
alpaca. It was a small deer.
It was a very small deer.
Very short.
I don't know if the height and mass of albino deer go along with the pigmentation, if there's something genetically that changes that too.
I don't know.
But they were very wee. All right, text 855-616-1620 if you want to find out. Text it spin to that word, to that number. The word spin. You know how to spell it. And you'll get all the information. Okay. Imagine having to sit through the same holiday production of a play year after year after year. And your job is to review that play. And not just copy and paste last year's review into the newspaper for this year. Well, we are going to talk to the man who has to do that for the Journal Sentinel. Jim Higgins joins us after this on Spanning the State.